Unit 4. Students on Ice. An Adventure to the Canadian Arctic. Listening 2.
So let's now listen to Susanna, who is also taking part in an expedition.
Hello.
We've just heard Andrew's story, so would you like to tell us yours?
It was last August when I went on the most thrilling trip of my life. Finally, after working extremely hard the months before, I'd managed to afford the trip to the Canadian Arctic.
Ah, okay.
By the end of the first day, all my hard work was repaid in smiles, memories, and new friends. Our expedition leader said that this wasn't going to be a simple holiday trip, and he was so right. We did more than just play Inuit games and swim in 1 degree water. We set out on a scientific expedition. We attended, sometimes voluntarily and sometimes with a little persuasion, 2 or more lectures a day. I learned a lot about everything from bird migration to ice floes and everything in between. After 2 weeks in the Arctic on the icebreaker Polar Star, I learned more than I've ever learned in all my years of high school. Have you ever seen the beauty of a polar bear in its natural surrounding? Have you heard a scared walrus calling out to his young? Finally, did you know that during the Arctic summer they don't even have snow? Lots of mud and tons of ice, but very little snow. I'd probably never have known about any of these things. I might say, well, who really needs to know all that stuff? A couple of months ago, I might have said the same thing, but now the little things I've learned are what makes life worth living. They're the reasons why we need to take care of our planet and one another. People talk about climate change, but I don't think they truly understand how important it really is. If temperatures keep rising, it's not more than a heat wave for us, but to the Arctic animals, it's the melting of their homes, and to the Inuit, an end to their traditional way of living. I know I'm only 17 and have a lot more to learn, but I think that's what makes Students on Ice such a great program. My dream is to travel the world and to learn about all it has to offer. I've started at one pole, and I can't think of a better place to go next than to the other pole. Unfortunately, dreams cost a lot of money to become reality, and my dream happens to cost $10,000. However, I believe that if you want something enough, you can achieve it. So I'll keep on dreaming. Maybe I won't be the first Canadian teenager to see both poles in 1 year, but I'll get there someday. I definitely know I will. Like a ship searching for its way in the ice, I'm searching for my way in life, and I think I'm one step closer.
Thank you, Susanna, for telling us something about your trip. I really enjoyed listening. If you're interested in an adventure to the Canadian Arctic, check www.studentsonice.com.